could climb Mount Improbable. A lot more work needs to be done, of course, and I'm sure it will be. Such work would never be done if scientists were satisfied with a lazy default such as intelligent design theory would encourage. Here is the message that an imaginary intelligent design theorist might broadcast to scientists.
If you don't understand how something works, never mind. Just give up and say God did it. You don't know how the nerve impulse works? Good. You don't understand how memories are laid down in the brain? Excellent. Is photosynthesis a bafflingly complex process? Wonderful. Please don't go to work on the problem. Just give up and appeal to God. Dear scientist, don't work on your mysteries. Bring us your mysteries, for we can use them. Don't squander precious ignorance by researching it away. We need those glorious gaps as a last refuge for God.
St. Augustine said it quite openly.
There is another form of temptation, even more fraught with danger. This is the disease of curiosity. It is this which drives us to try and discover the secrets of nature, those secrets which are beyond our understanding, which can avail us nothing, and which man should not wish to learn.
Another of Behe's favourite alleged examples of irreducible complexity is the immune system. Let Judge Jones himself take up the story.
In fact, on cross-examination, Professor Behe was questioned concerning his 1996 claim that science would never find an evolutionary explanation for the immune system. He was presented with 58 peer-reviewed publications, 9 books, and several immunology textbook chapters about the evolution of the immune system. However, he simply insisted that this was still not sufficient evidence of evolution and that it was not good enough.
Behe, under cross-examination by Eric Rothschild, chief counsel for the plaintiffs, was forced to admit that he hadn't read most of those 58 peer-reviewed papers. Hardly surprising, for immunology is hard work. Less forgivable is that Behe dismissed such research as unfruitful. It certainly is unfruitful if your aim is to make propaganda among gullible laypeople and politicians, rather than to discover important truths about the real world. After listening to Behe, Rothschild eloquently summed up what every honest person in that courtroom must have felt.
Thankfully, there are scientists who do search for answers to the question of the origin of the immune system. It's our defence against debilitating and fatal diseases. The scientists who wrote those books and articles toil in obscurity without book royalties or speaking engagements. Their efforts help us combat and cure serious medical conditions. By contrast, Professor Behe and the entire intelligent design movement are doing nothing to advance scientific or medical knowledge and are telling future generations of scientists, don't bother.
As the American geneticist Jerry Coyne put it in his review of Behe's book,
if the history of science shows us anything, it is that we get nowhere by labelling our ignorance God.
Or, in the words of an eloquent blogger, commenting on an article on intelligent design in The Guardian by Coyne and me,
why is God considered an explanation for anything? It's not. It's a failure to explain. A shrug of the shoulders and, I don't know, dressed up in spirituality and ritual. If someone credits something to God, generally what it means is that they haven't a clue, so they're attributing it to an unreachable, unknowable sky fairy. Ask for an explanation of where that bloke came from, and odds are you'll get a vague, pseudo-philosophical reply about having always existed or being outside nature, which, of course, explains nothing.
Darwinism raises our consciousness in other ways. Evolved organs, elegant and efficient as they often are, also demonstrate revealing flaws, exactly as you'd expect if they have an evolutionary history, and exactly as you would not expect if they were designed. I've discussed examples in other books, the recurrent laryngeal nerve, for one, which betrays its evolutionary history in a massive and wasteful detour on its way to its destination. Many of our human ailments, from lower back pain to hernias, prolapsed uteruses, and our susceptibility to sinus infections, result directly from the fact that we now walk upright with a body that was shaped over hundreds of millions of years to walk on all fours. Our consciousness is also raised by the cruelty and wastefulness of natural selection. Predators seem beautifully designed to catch prey animals, while the prey animals seem equally beautifully designed to escape them. Whose side is God on?